What do you consider to be the characteristics of a verbatim play or a verbatim theatre?
Well, you know, there's so many different definitions. I suppose I've thought of it in this way. For me, it's usually work that's drawn in some way from real life or a community. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that it has a commitment to put the voice of that community on stage with some felicity to the way they speak. So it's like you're not actually just representing their points of view and the kind of characters that you meet. You're also making a commitment to the spirit of those people, if you like. So that is mostly expressed in the way they speak, but it's also something more than simply the dialogue. It's to do with the culture of the community and the people you meet and their ways of coping, their ways of expressing, their value systems, if I can put it that way. So their actual linguistic particularity, but also their spiritual or cultural particularity. That's the second thing. And the third thing is it's work which I consider has some ethical obligation back to that community to try and keep them involved in what you see on stage. Not necessarily that they get any control over it. You're not proselytizing for that community. You want to be able to push the boundaries of what you're confronting them with. But at the same time, I do think it's a particular consciousness in the theatre maker that you're making it for that community and you want them to be a part of the showing and seeing of that. So they're the three things that I think are really important about verbatim. So for me, it's not just technically, literally verbatim, that is representing their actual words, but it's kind of got those other components.